Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops. I'll be with you each Saturday now at this time on CLV 95.5 for a half hour of your favorite Pops music. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's March 9th concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. Check out our website at www.clevelandpops.com for information about all our upcoming concerts and events. Tonight's show features the hottest revival on Broadway today, Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. I had the occasion to see this great musical last weekend in New York City, and it was simply spectacular. Let's start with the song that starts the play within the play. We open in Venice.
Troop of strolling players are we.
Not stars like L.B. Mayers are we.
By just a simple band who roams about the land, dispensing folder of frivolity. They're folk who give distraction are we.
No theatre guild attraction are we.
But just a crazy group that never says to troop around the map of little Italy. We open in Venice, we next play Verona. Our next joke is Parma. That don't mean won't be Venice. Then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again. Where? We open in Venice. We next play Verona. Then on to Cremona.
Lots of quail in Cremona.
Our next joke is Parma. That heartless, tartless Venice. Then Mantua, then Padua, then we open again. Where? We open in Venice. We next play Verona. Then on to Cremona.
Lots of dough in Cremona.
Our next joke. Then stingy, dingy Venice. Then Mantua, then Padua. Then we open again. Where? We open in Venice. We next play Verona. Then on to Cremona.
Lots of bars in Cremona.
Our next stop is Parma. Then fearless, cheerless Venice. Then Mantua, then Padua. Then we open again. Where? In Venice.
The Cleveland Pops Orchestra's weekly show, Rhythms and Views, has begun with We Open in Venice from Kiss Me, Kate, tonight's featured show. After having collaborated 10 years earlier on Leave It to Me, Cole Porter and the husband-wife team of Samuel and Bella Spiewak were reunited for Kiss Me, Kate, the composer's biggest hit and the fourth longest-running musical of the 40s. The idea for the show began germinating in 1935 when producer Saint Subber, then a stagehand for the Theatre Guild's production of The Taming of the Shrew, became aware that its stars, Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontaine, quarreled in private almost as much as did the characters they were portraying in the play. Kiss Me, Kate takes place backstage and onstage at Ford's Theatre in Baltimore from 5 p.m. to midnight during one day of a tryout of a musical version of The Taming of the Shrew. In the plot, egotistical actor-producer Fred Graham and his temperamental co-star and ex-wife Lily Vanessi fight, make up, and eventually demonstrate their enduring affection for each other, just like Shakespeare's Petruchio and Kate. A subplot involves actress Lois Lane, played by Lisa Kirk, whose romance with actor Bill Calhoun, originally played by Harold Lang, is complicated by Bill's weakness for gambling. Let's listen now to one of the great songs from Kiss Me, Kate, So In Love, sung here by the incomparable Maren Mazzi.
Dear, but true dear,
and hurt me, deceive me, desert me. Taunt me and hurt me, deceive me.
On WCLV 95.5 FM, you've heard So In Love from Kiss Me Kate, words and music by Cole Porter. The vocalist was the Kate, who now playing on Broadway, Maren Mazzi. Let's take a short pause.
Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra invite you to go to the movies. The movies just wouldn't be the movies without all that wonderful music. And at 8 p.m. on Friday, March 9th at Severance Hall, the Cleveland Pops Orchestra will send you on a sensational safari through some of cinema's super soundtracks. Hear music from Disney blockbusters, James Bond 007 adventures, The Wizard of Oz, Captain Blood, Amistad, Silverado, a medley of Mancini film scores, and more. The silver screen has thrilled us with great songs, too, like The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha, With One Look from Sunset Boulevard. Hear these and more, sung by bass baritone Gordon Lee Pettit, soprano Beverly Rinaldi, and the Ohio Boy Choir. The Cleveland Pops Orchestra plays your favorite movie music on Friday, March 9th at Severance Hall. Reserve your seats now by calling 216-231-1111 or toll-free 1-800-686-1141. On WCLV, Cleveland's classical music station at 95.5 and on the web at WCLV.com, you're listening to Cleveland Pops Rhythms and Views. Once again, here's Carl Topolo.
I knew that I would enjoy Kiss Me Kate last week. This revival is still playing at the Martin Beck Theater on West 45th Street in New York. But wow, what an evening and what great songs. There are so many of them, it's really hard to select which ones to play tonight. Let's go with Too Darn Hot, which opens the second act. Stanley Wayne Mathis is heard as Paul.
It's too darn hot, it's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight and play the pup with my baby tonight, but I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to stop for my baby tonight and blow my top with my baby tonight. I'd like to stop for my baby tonight and blow my top with my baby tonight, but I'd be a flop with my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot.
Too darn hot.
I'd like to fool with my baby tonight, break every rule with my baby tonight. I'd like to fool with my baby tonight, break every rule with my baby tonight. But pillow, you'll be my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kenzie report, every average man you know much prefers to play his favorite sport when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Adam for his madam is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Shoot the bit, I'm beat up, swoopity bow. I'd like to call on my baby tonight and give my all to my baby tonight. I'd like to call on my baby tonight and give my all to my baby tonight, but I can't play ball with my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. I'd like to coo to my baby tonight and pitch to woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo to my baby tonight and pitch to woo with my baby tonight. But brothers, you bite my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey report, every average man you know much prefers to play his favorite sport when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab,
a marine for his queen,
a GI for his cutie pie is not,
'cause it's too darn hot.
Tonight we are featuring the Broadway revival cast of Cole Porter's masterpiece, Kiss Me, Kate. That was too darn hot. Cole Porter had written a string of hits in the 1930s, but since that date experienced a string of flops on Broadway and Hollywood. To some, he was regarded as a has-been. However, Kiss Me, Kate in 1948 would run for 1,077 performances and is considered to be his finest endeavor. In the show within a show, the songs which take place within The Taming of the Shrew have their own particular quality. Songs like I've Come to Wive It Wealthily in Padua, Were Thine That Special Face, and a song which is a real tour de force for any baritone, Where Is the Life Which Late I Led. Let's listen to Brian Stokes Mitchell in this splendid selection.
Since I reached the charming age of puberty and began to finger feminine curls like a show that's typically Schuberty, I have always had a multitude of girls. But now that a married man at last am I, how aware of my dear departed past am I. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wine. A married life may all be well, but raising an heir could never compare to raising a bit of hell. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that late I in dear Milano? Where are you, Momo? Still selling those pictures of the scriptures in the Duomo. And Carolina, where are you, Lena? Still peddling your pizza in the streets of Taormina. And in Firenze, where are you, Alice? Still there in your pretty, itty, bitty, pitty palace. And sweet Lucretia, so young and gay. What scandalous doings in the ruins of Pompeii? Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where is the fun I used to find? Where's it gone? Gone with the wine. A marriage game is quite all right. Yes, during the day it's easy to play, but oh, what a bore at night. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that laid high? Where is Rebecca? My Becky Wecchio. But still she be cruising that amusing Ponte Vecchio. Where is Fedora, the wild virago? It's lucky I missed a gangster sister from Chicago. Where is Venetia, who loved to chat so? But still she be drinking in her stinking pink palazzo. And lovely Lisa, where are you, Lisa? You gave a new meaning to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Where is the life that late I led? Where is it now? Totally dead. Where's the fun I used to find? Where has it gone? Gone with the wine. I've often been told of nuptial bliss, but what do you do? A quarter to two with only a shrew to kiss. So I repeat what first I said. Where is the life that lives? Ha ha ha!
You've just heard Where is the Life Which Late I Led with Brian Stokes Mitchell, who was the baritone on the revival cast of Kiss Me Kate, playing Petruchio. Let's take a short pause.
Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra invite you to go to the movies. The movies just wouldn't be the movies without all that wonderful music. And at 8 p.m. on Friday, March 9th at Severance Hall, the Cleveland Pops Orchestra will send you on a sensational safari through some of cinema's super soundtracks. Hear music from Disney blockbusters, James Bond 007 adventures, The Wizard of Oz, Captain Blood, Amistad, Silverado, a medley of Mancini film scores, and more. The silver screen has thrilled us with great songs, too, like The Impossible Dream from Man of La Mancha, With One Look from Sunset Boulevard. Hear these and more, sung by bass baritone Gordon Lee Pettit, soprano Beverly Rinaldi, and the Ohio Boy Choir. The Cleveland Pops Orchestra plays your favorite movie music on Friday, March 9th at Severance Hall. Reserve your seats now by calling 216-231-1111 or toll-free 1-800-686-1141. On WCLV, Cleveland's classical music station at 95.5 and on the web at WCLV.com, you're listening to Cleveland Pops Rhythms and Views. Once again, here's Carl Topolo.
For our final number, we're going to hear a selection that is funny enough when taken separately from the show, but within the show is absolutely hilarious. We're talking about Brush Up Your Shakespeare. Before we play it, it's time for our weekly quiz. For two tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's March 9th Salute to the Movies, just tell me the name of the city in the song We Opened in Venice, which is famous for being the center for the world's greatest violin makers, past and present. Call 1-800-343-WCLV. 1-800-343-9258. Good luck.
Today in society go for classical poetry. So to win their hearts, one must quote with ease Aeschylus and Euripides. One must know Homer and, believe me, Bo, Sophocles, also Sappho. Unless you know Shelley and Keats and Pope, dainty Debbies will call you a dope.
But the poet of them all,
who will start 'em simply raving,
is the poet people call
the Bard of Stratford-on-Avon.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Just declaim a few lines from Othello, and they'll think you're a hell of a fella.
If your blonde won't respond when you flatter her, tell her what Tony told Cleopatra.
If she fights when her clothes you are mussing,
what a clothes much ado about nothing.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow, bow.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out at Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it, what's more, as you like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all bow.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now.
Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If you can't be a Hammond, do Hamlet. They will not give a damn or a damlet.
Just recite an occasional sonnet, and your lap will have honey upon it.
When your baby is pleading for pleasure,
let us sample your measure for measure.
Woo!
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth,
and they'll all kowtow.
E-faith,
and they'll all kowtow. Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
Better mention the Merchant of Venice,
when her sweet pound of flesh you would menace.
If her virtue at first she defends well,
just remind her that all's well that ends well.
And if still she won't give you a bonus,
you know what Venus got from Adonis.
Woo!
Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Thinkst thou?
And they'll all kowtow.
As bodkins,
and they'll all kowtow.
Brush up your Shakespeare, start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
If your girl is a Washington Heights dream,
treat the kid to a Midsummer's Night's Dream. If she then wants an all by herself night,
let her rest every 11th or 12th night. If because of your heat she gets huffy,
simply play on and lay on McDuffy. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
Forsooth,
and they'll all kowtow.
Thinkst thou,
and they'll all kowtow. We trow, and they'll all kowtow.
You've just heard Brush Up Your Shakespeare from tonight's featured show, Kiss Me Kate. Congratulations to the winner of tonight's contest, who knew that Cremona, Italy is the center for the world's greatest violin makers. You've won two tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's March 9th Salute to the Movies. We'll be announcing the winner of the contest at the conclusion of the program. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. This is your host, Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop and listen to the music.